is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith, because right now we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. Out of time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, my next guest, she took to heart the idea of really starting a whole new life adventure. She was a longtime lawyer practicing at the Fair Trade Commission in Washington, D.C. And about 3 years ago, she sold her house, quit her job, and began living on the road full-time in an Airstream travel trailer that she tows with a Ram 1500 truck. The Tin Can Pilgrim book is the book that details this journey. She was with us just a few weeks ago, back with us today. And Linda, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you for having me back. It's always delightful to chat with you, Pastor Greg.
Well, it's, you know, for somebody like me that spends a lot of time kind of shut up in my room because of the accident and the wheelchair and all that kind of stuff. Although I have to say that I've been blessed to do a little bit of traveling. I got to Virginia last week. Jonathan E. Mord had an event on CRT, that critical race theory, where they're teaching kids to hate one another because of the color of their skin. Horrible. And so we were there to, you know, kind of bring some spotlight to that. A number of speakers that were there, Barbara from Harlem and folks with Loudoun County there in Virginia. So I did get to go do that. And this weekend, I'm going to be in Tinley Park, Illinois, at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Trinity Health Freedom Expo. And folks, I'm telling you, if you're anywhere near there, you need to get there. Even if you're not, make plans. It's a little bit of a drive, but gee, Linda, you're making that drive. Certainly somebody else could make that drive, right? You're coming in, well, all the way from Long Island, where you were just a few days ago, all the way now to Michigan and driving in today.
That's right. Although I will say I do have an advantage because I carry my home with me on wheels. So it makes it a little bit easier. I can stop and sleep when I'm tired and stop at campgrounds and visit friends along the way. So I've been traveling for several days and just enjoying. I always enjoy seeing our beautiful country.
You know, and of course, you were mentioning to me, you know, that you got invited at a gathering of other air streamers that got together and got an invitation to go out to Long Island and hang out with some great people out there. These are the divine encounters. And I realize, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, you know, everybody can't just quit their jobs and start, you know, traveling on the road. There's planning that goes into that, and there's a lot of thoughts and a lot of things that you have to get in place in order to make that a possibility. But, Linda, what your story talks to us about and tells us is that no matter what stage you are or where you are, whether you're carrying a job or a work-at-home mom or whatever you're doing, you know, or dad, you have the opportunity to see your world through the eyes of divine appointments and the way that God intended us to live.
Absolutely. He calls us all to him, and he has a purpose for each one of us. Not everyone's called to travel in an Airstream travel trailer and minister to the people that she meets on the road, but we are all called to love God and to love our neighbor. And the people that we encounter in our daily lives, whatever our daily lives are all children of God. So when we can witness to them through our behavior, through the love of God that shines forth when we stay close to him in prayer and worship, they see that. And then opportunities arise to speak with people about what they believe. And for in my case, I often talk to people about the beauty of God in nature as a way to start a conversation. Or I might offer to pray for someone that's telling me about what a hard time they're having. Mm. So there are all these little things that you can do in your own life to live your faith.
Well, and how nice is it to be armed, so to speak, in your quiver with that first arrow of prayer? I know a lot of people look at that and they say, well, you know, if you've done everything else, you might as well try prayer. You know, you might as well. It's like, wait, hold the phone. Prayer should be the first arrow you bring out. When someone is sharing things, man, the first place you want to take them is okay, well, guess who has a solution? Guess who has an answer? Guess who can help you with that problem?
Amen God. To that.
Yeah.
God's the divine physician, the divine healer. And it's one of the reasons that I talk in my book about my own personal mental health challenges that I faced during my life and was able, through God's presence and through...
I lost you. Did you mute me? Hello, Linda.
Through prayer.
Oh, there you go. We lost you for a minute.
Cut out?
Yeah, you dropped out for a second. Sorry. Go ahead. I say you were saying about your own personal experience and how you were starting to tell us how you walked through that.
Yeah, and I just stepped outside of my Airstream to talk to you because I was talking on the phone inside the Airstream, and sometimes that all that aluminum interferes with it.
But yes,
what
ma'am.
What I was starting to say is that mind, body, and soul are all interconnected. Mm-hmm. And God, as the ultimate healer,
yeah,
he has a role in that healing. So in my book, I talk about my personal mental health challenges that I faced during a period of my life that was very difficult and how I kept praising God in that time. And through his grace, people came into my life who were able to help me with therapy and were able to help me with medication and exercise and diet, but all of it stemmed from prayer and just knowing that God loved me, that he would never abandon me, and that I was his child no matter what. Even if I could feel his presence or feel happiness at the moment, he was there and he had it in his hands.
And he does have it, you know, in spite of all the, you know, challenges that we are facing today. There's two things that I draw out of this, too. You know, you talk about where being where you are and living out the presence of God and His Spirit inside of you, and that changes things. I had a pastor on earlier this morning who was talking about the story of Paul and how he and two fellow believers were on a boat that you know was about to be tossed over. 276 other lives on that boat besides those three, but they began to pray, and the storm subsided so that they were not killed, even though the boat did wreck and they got shipwrecked for a minute. But those individuals that were with them, all of those lives were spared. And certainly you could infer that a lot of it had to do with the fact that, you know, Paul and his two cohorts were carrying the presence of God and were praying over that, over that particular situation. Having that with you changes atmospheres. You're going to go have breakfast in Cracker Barrel this morning. It's going to be interesting to see what divine encounters God has for you, even
absolutely.
Over breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah, you just never know. I mean, that's one of the things that makes this life, all our lives, when we're close to God, they become a marvelous adventure. And, you know, you talked about Paul, St. Paul, and how he traveled to trust. He had this amazing transformation in his life. And through the power of prayer, we know that God can help us in very tangible ways and in ways that we don't even perceive as help. And I think of that in terms of when I'm at the Tinley Health Freedom Expo, I'm going to give a little presentation about my book and be signing books. And one of the things I'm stressing there is how Jesus is with us in the middle of depression and anxiety and fear and sorrow. And, you know, when you look at this...
I lost you again. Okay. So this is one of the challenges when you're out on the road. Sometimes the signal might dip. Good opportunity to mention to you Patriot Mobile.
Yep.
All right, hang tight, Linda. So Patriot Mobile is a Christian conservative cell phone service that has great coverage. Patriot Mobile, you can call them, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Give them a call today and get switched over to their service. You're supporting a like-minded organization that supports organizations that are like-minded with us as well. And in addition to that, you're going to get great coverage and great customer service. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN and get a free activation. CHOSEN for a free activation. Go to the website. You can do it there too. PatriotMobile.com/CHOSEN for the free activation. PatriotMobile.com/CHOSEN. That was a great segue into, helping promote one of our great sponsors here at Chosen Generation Radio. Because you dropped out of the call again. Don't know who your service is, but just a thought. Patriot Mobile might have a solution for you, Linda.
Well, thank you. I'm going to have to look into that. Are you able to hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yay! That's wonderful. Well, you know, and here I was. I mean, we might need to say a little prayer that the message that I'm trying to talk about of how much Jesus is with us in our suffering. Is it any accident
yes.
the phone cuts out right then?
Of course. Because the enemy doesn't want that going out over the airwaves. That might give people hope.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you look at Scripture, I mean, Jesus wept. He felt sorrow for the sorrow that Mary and Martha experienced when Lazarus died, even though Jesus knew that he was going to raise Lazarus, he
yep.
still felt that sorrow. And in the agony and during the agony in the garden, he felt all of our suffering. He was sorrowful even unto death, is
yes.
how he phrased
oh,
it.
I love it.
Apostle.
I love it. Keep going. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Go ahead.
And yet, within that sorrow, where he asked them to stay awake and keep watch, but they didn't. They fell asleep. He mm-hmm. felt abandoned by his best friend
mm-hmm.
and by the people that he loved. But he felt sorrow. He felt abandonment. And yet, in all feeling all of that and carrying all of that with us, he also said, Father, if it's your will, let this cup pass from me, but yeah. thy will be done. And that is guidance for us when we struggle with depression, with anxiety, with fear, because we know that Jesus is with us and he's shown us exactly how to deal with this. We don't want to feel bad. We don't want to feel despair. We don't want to feel fear. But he's been there. He knows what it's like, and he does it with us. And then we can follow him and just say, Lord, your will be done. I trust you. You will bring good out of this. You yep. will heal me in yep. your time, and you will bring good from this.
You know, in 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live, and I'd been a believer since I was 13, fell away for a few years in my late teens, early 20s, and then came back to God, and I'd been serving the Lord at that point for 30-some-odd years, and I got so ill, my endocrine system collapsed, my adrenal gland and my pituitary gland stopped functioning, gray and yellow from head to toe. And in that, I was completely numb, Linda, completely numb. I couldn't feel, I could see somebody smile or laugh. I knew what that emotion was mentally, couldn't touch it emotionally. Just shut off. I mean, everything shut down, physically, mentally, emotionally, shut down. And I remember the thing that God ministered to me coming through that was, I want you to tell them about Gethsemane. Because because so many times we get that, well, you know, God's not giving you a spirit of fear. And it's true, he hasn't. But sometimes, remember that Paul also said, weep with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. We've got to be encouraged to understand, Jesus will meet you in your Garden of Gethsemane. He will not abandon you, and he won't stand there and judge you and say, oh, come on, get over it. No, he won't do that. He will come up alongside of you. He will wrap his arm around you, and he'll sit and weep with you, and he'll say, you know what? We're just going to be here until you're ready to get up and move to the next place. And it's going to be okay. You're not alone. I'll be back. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, I kid you not, this is really something. What triggered me to share that with you was, Linda, what you said about the Garden of Gethsemane. And I'm like, oh, and I hear the Holy Ghost going, you got to follow that track, go there. You know how that goes. You're out on the road every day, listening to that still small voice. But folks get, kind of pushed aside. We're great with the ones that are really broken and sharing the gospel and getting them saved. But God forbid that somebody that's been saved runs into some rough waters, okay, because now the church wants to eat them. It's like, oh, you can't do that. What do you mean you can't do that? Did you see how many times Jesus ran into rough waters with the disciples?
Absolutely.
Right? You ever read your Bible? Come on. Go ahead.
That's right.
Go ahead, please.
No, I mean, the disciples would, here at the time that he tells them about how he must, even look at Peter, from the time that Peter in one breath recognizes Jesus, and Jesus asks, who do you say I am, recognizes him as the Christ, the Messiah come into the world. And then not 2 minutes later, after Jesus tells the disciple that he must suffer and die, Peter says, oh no, you're not going to do that. And Christ says, get behind me, Satan. And again, the disciples, others were arguing about who was going to be the greatest, and he had to gently rebuke them by taking a small child, sitting the child on his lap and saying, the ones who are like this child will be first.
It's something else. It is really something else. I think a lot, and God's taken me in a lot of different directions on the story of Christ sleeping in the boat as they're making their way. First of all, he has a crowd on one shore, and all kinds of cool stuff is happening. And think about it. If you're in ministry, right, you want the crowd. And yet Jesus is like, that's good, but I'm out of here. When the crowd is at its crescendo, Jesus is like, no, I got to get in the boat. We're going to the other side. Gets in the boat, goes to sleep. The storm comes. The disciples, having already witnessed all the things, like you said, Peter saying, you're the Christ, the Messiah. They know this about who he is, and yet they're panicked, thinking, yeah, now he's going to drown in a boat. I mean, think about that for a second. What does that really say, right?
Well, that's what the mental health profession might call false thinking. And what we might call a lack of faith. But, they're tied together. you really yes. can't separate this mind, body, and spirit aspect of healing and faith.
So important to have health in each of those areas and to recognize how they weigh in issues of mental health. Believe me, I've struggled with depression myself, and it's mind, body, and spirit, and they all are working together. And it's not just an emotional thing that you choose to turn on and turn off. It's a whole lot more dynamic than that. Linda, thanks so much for being here today. Look forward to seeing you this weekend, folks. I'll be back tomorrow to close out the week. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.